what actually they should do is, if they refuse to maintain their apartments, is to at least have a step ladder and boxes of light bulbs and storage for their tenants.
I can't believe.
Exactly. It's just outrageous. It's like that in Berkeley all over. You can't get a one bedroom for less than that.
Jeez. That's $10
more than what I'd pay.
Yeah, and this guy's got a mansion, you know, according to this.
Jeez. At least a place for my horse. Where am I going to put it here, in the bathroom?
That's fun.
It's a big horse.
Stand it up.
Well, let's get off this scene for a while. What are you doing at the Far West Lodge?
Indian education work. Indian education work generally. Right now I'm working as a research intern. And I was hired to develop an Indian history course. This is what I'm doing right now, is getting a course together for a high school, for a high school level anyway. And it's going to be done by a whole total audiovisual experience. I'll be using 6 projectors, slides, plus the film I've shot. I've got some research to do yet into the treaty making, getting factual information. Using Buffy St. Marie's, a couple of her recordings. Also, Indian songs, you know.
Why?
So it's going to be... Why? Because I like 2 of her records and it goes in well with what I'm doing. Now the buffaloes have gone. That for one. And another is Suffer Little Children, which is a parody on the establishment. I think that all relates to Indian history. But after I get this together, I hope it can be used for schools.
Will it be generally available? Like, we would be interested in seeing your material at the University of New Mexico, could we? Our Department of History?
Sure, of course that would depend on whether the Indians of all tribes incorporated of Alcatraz approve of Far West Laboratory
using
it. I still have to talk with their attorney to find out whether I can use that, at least for developmental purposes. Mm-hmm. And if it gets that far, I would still have to work closely with the Indians of all tribes incorporated in getting their full approval and having all rights reserved for them. And then Far West Lab can probably distribute it to schools and maybe commercially.
What exactly does Far West Lab do?
It's one of the 9 or 10 regional educational laboratories in the nation. Far West Laboratory is located and covers the West Coast. You have a similar one in Albuquerque. What is it called? Southwestern Cooperative Laboratory for Educational Research and Development.
His wife works there. I didn't know they were related. Mm-hmm. And what type of people are running here? Is it run by Indians?
No. It's a research laboratory of all kinds of professional people, you know, working there. People, psychologists, educators, anthropologists. I guess that's about social scientists. You know. If you've heard of Dr. Jack Forbes, who's now on Davis campus developing a program for a Native American university on the Davis campus, was with the laboratory, and he his work is the base of what we're doing in multicultural education. He's done all kinds of handbooks for educators on Native Americans, on blacks, on Chicanos, you know.
Then this laboratory is designed specifically to deal with Indian problems.
Our department, right. About 2 years ago, the National Indian Youth Council asked Farwest Lab to do a study for them. And this has been the study that's been done and is being put, it hasn't been fully released by the Carnegie Corporation yet, but they funded the research project. And Francis McKinley, who's now director of the National Indian Training Center at Tempe, directed the program. But he has left a laboratory, and we have about, actually there's only two Indians there with a project, myself and Horace Spencer, who has a Navajo cultural tutorial program going for the Navajo community in Oakland for children and their parents. But we all work very closely, critique one another, you know, have hassles, but they all work out.
Prepared beyond the establishment about. You're talking about book we sell.
Oh, would you like to hear it? Would you like to hear it?
No.
I'll play it first.
Tell us about Buffy St. Marie and Alcatraz.
Oh. Buffy was out here about the second week of December. Some women's organization on the Stanford campus gave a benefit for us, and she contributed several thousand dollars toward the Alcatraz Relief Fund. She also spent the weekend out at Alcatraz with us. And generally is quite informed on what's happening all over the nation with Indian movements and Indian organizations. She was able to contribute some of her ideas, but she isn't on a, what she had to say is a peaceful kind of a message. I mean, what she says, and just person to person, on a personal level, what she has to say is very cool, you know. I mean, she's not on a violent or militant trip. I don't know how you would define militant, but I think for many years she's been doing the Indian movement on her own, but more in an artistic sense through her songs, her lyrics. Let me play some for you.
Bell go ding dong ding, the children all line up, they do what they're
over near Gallup?
No, this is in Charles' house. I'm in New Mexico.
What's happening there?
Well, in 1904, Roosevelt decreed that certain lands would be taken from national forests. In 1906, these lands were taken. Ever since that time, this has been contested by Indians that are using this land, you know, day to day. I think you've heard about it.
I think she'd be very happy to do it. Of course, right now she's in the middle of recording another album and writing a book, you know.
There's been no hurry. We've been waiting
and
since 1906.
but what I'm saying is she'll probably be very happy to do it before the end of May. I mean, before the end of the school year.
Yeah, it would have to be the end
of the school year. Because, see, the deal is she had to pack in the crowds.
But what, to give you a little more detail, the Pueblos Land Board met and said, okay, well, this land, you've been screwed out. It was roughly 50,000 acres.
Yeah, I don't know.
So they were going to pay Kyle's for the acreage, and they awarded them $425,000. And so the Pueblos said, well, give us $120,000, and you keep the rest to the government, just so we get the 50,000 acres that surround Blue Lake and include Blue Lake, which is like, you know, where the annual ceremonials are held, the whole scene. And so they said, fine. And they kept the $300,000 and gave the Pueblo the $120,000.
Boy, those rich ranchers in New Mexico.
We never got the land, you know, and it's been in court ever since then. And
it comes up every year, you know,
it's gotten
house.
Through the House every year, but the Senate always turns it down.
And the only reason why the Senate turns it down is because of Clinton P. Anderson, who is a senior member of the Senate and is the spokesman or the senior member of the House Indian Subcommittee.
Well, we got
it.